We're not going to do a 10-minute Gemara. We'll do hopefully a little more. I wanted to touch on the sugya of Omer Mutter, but before we touch on the sugya of Omer Mutter, there was something else I still wanted to cover from yesterday. We were discussing yesterday Yeshem L'Mesoris, Yeshem L'Mikri, Yeshem L'Mesoris. So I pointed out that it's kedai to take a look at a Neid B'Yehuda. There are two Neid B'Yehudas that discuss this issue. The one in Madura Tinyana, I think, is more fascinating. Well, it's shorter. So the one of my dear Tinyan, your Deus in Kufay and Beis. The Gila says like this. You know, the Gila wrote two volumes, Madura Kama. Madura Kama is Chelik Aleph of Shailas and Shuvas. And then a lot of people wrote back to him. They didn't like this Shaila, they didn't like that. That Shuva, so he pretty much spent the whole volume two. There's some new Shailas, but a lot of it is just defending stuff he wrote in the previous volume. Rav Shafti said that Madura Kam is much more geschmack than Madura Tinyana, because it's more like, you know, it was his original tshuvas. But anyway, in Madura Tinyana Kufayin Beis Al Dvar Shei Lascha B'Sefer Torah Shashliach Tzibur Machma She'eno Baki Bal Peh B'Tamim Asa Simonim Dakim Ma'od the Tamei Anagina. Here's such a thing: a guy didn't know how to lane so well, so he figured, you know, it's so much easier when you lane out of a chumash because it has the trup printed there. So why don't I just write the trup into a Sefer Torah? Ah, brilliant idea, right? And I'll write the Nekudos into the Sefer Torah, and that way I'll be able to read everything beautifully. V'sha'alta im mo'il ha'gurira v'im yesh l'dmos l'dmashin esbar b'shulchan aruch sim reshayin dal b'sofo sha'afilu hisar nikud b'mahani. Shulchan aruch paskins, not only does it pass the Sefer Torah when you write Nekudos into it, Shulchan aruch paskins, if you then remove the Nekudos, you scrape the Nekudos off, you've puzzled this. The Sefer Torah is still puzzled. It remains puzzled. What about Nikotaimim? A guy wrote not just Nekudos, he wrote Trup. So obviously it's puzzled when there's Trup written in. When you scrape it off, is it still puzzled? That was a Shaila. Kvarisi b'chibura b'chelik yardeya simenayin dal daiti b'zeh. He says, you already saw what I wrote about this in Madura Kama. He's always referring back to Madura Kama. Aval, ahuvi talmidi, my dear beloved Talmud. How do you know when someone's about to criticize somebody? Like, I love you so much. But b'ikar adin bu'uvda dosha b'liyad chato'us. You've made a terrible mistake over here. Ki kefi anira b'mechtavcha reshumim alalu achazan asa v'hu lo kasav ha-sefer Torah. Rak var nichtav ha-sefer hazeh misofer. V'achazan ato chidish bo reshumi anegina. U'bezeh v'adeh l'achar greir ha-sefer kasher. He says, you got it all wrong. The halacha that once you scrape out the nekudos, the Sefer Torah is going to still be puzzle. That's only if the sofer who wrote the Sefer Torah also wrote the nekudos. Then when you scrape out the nekudos, the Sefer Torah is going to be puzzle. But if the sofer who wrote the Sefer Torah just wrote a stam Sefer Torah, and then another guy comes along and says, you know, I need nekudos, and starts writing in nekudos, if you scrape out those nekudos, the Sefer Torah is going to be kosher. Why? Shari be'emes tama ataz shom b'siv kot nvav loma yigara anikud mitos b'guf ha'os d'mahani tikud. What's the halacha if you make a mistake in the Sefer Torah? When you write a Sefer Torah, you made a mistake. Is the whole Sefer possible no matter what? What do you have to do? Correct it. Scrape out the letter, rewrite it, and then it's fine. Everything's fine. It's not like tefillin, where it needs to be written in the right order. And if you made a mistake and you go back and you correct it, it's no good. No, you could correct it. It's all correctable in the Sefer Torah. So, frekta tazakasha. Why is it that if you write nekudos in the Sefer Torah, it's puzzle, and then even when you scrape it out and now it looks fine and now it's perfectly, it's still puzzle. When you make a mistake in the actual words of a Sefer Torah, as soon as you correct it, it's fine. Why should nekudos, the mistake of writing nekudos, be worse than the mistake of writing the actual letters? V'nichle atam dal yidei hanikud nira kavanas hasofer shlo yechoshish l'msores val kavanas zu kosef hasefer v'mizu yif mitoch ayin shom b'taz. Says the Taz, unbelievable. If a sofer accidentally writes the wrong letter or the wrong word, he wrote Yehuda where he was supposed to write Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's a classic example of Gemara Masechet Gittin. He writes the wrong word in the Sefer Torah. He was trying to write a Kasher Sefer Torah. all the words that he wrote in the Sefer Torah were written by Kavana to write a Kasher Sefer Torah. So he made a mistake. So correct the mistake and do it with the proper Kavana and it's fine. But if a Sofer was writing the Sefer Torah with Nekudos, his Kavana when he wrote each word was to write the word with those Nekudos. So when he wrote the word Bereishis, he was writing not just Beis Reish Aleph Shin Yud Tav, he was writing Bereishis. And that word should be meaningful only with that pronunciation. Because he was writing that word pronounced that way. That was his intention. So says the Taz. By doing that, he's showing that any alternative pronunciation is false and is not his kavanah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Mikra and a Masairus. He gave us two ways of understanding many of the words in the Torah. There's Sukkos and Sukkos. And if you put the Nekudos in and you write out Sukkos, you are saying that Sukkos is not your Kavanah. And even though you wrote Samach, Chaf, Taf, what you meant is only Sukkos, not at all Sukkos. And therefore you've robbed that Sefer Torah of the duality of meaning that some of the words are supposed to have. Sukkos is supposed to mean both things, Sukkos and Sukkos, and you've taken that away when you've written Nekudos. So you can erase those Nekudos, but you cannot erase your original intention when you wrote those letters. Your original intention when you wrote those letters was that this word is only Sukkos. And therefore, even when you erase the Nekudos, that intention is still there in those letters. That's why it's a problem. So says the Nodib Yudah, think about it. Person A writes a Sefer Torah. Person B writes in the Nekudos. If we erase person B's Nekudos, what are you left with? A regular Sefer Torah with all the proper kavanas. The only time the Shulchan Aruch says if you erase the Nekudos of Sefer Torah is possible is if the Sofer who wrote the words also wrote the Nekudos, because he's being megala that those words are only as important, are only have the meaning that those Nekudos give to it. But if he's never megala that because he wrote just regular words and someone else came along and added in the Nekudos, then it's fine. Not that it's fine to have the Nekudos, you still have to erase the Nekudos, but then it will be fine once you do erase the Nekudos. So it says in the Nodib Yehuda, you have this case, a guy wrote in the trap. If the Sofer himself put the Nekudos in, then you have that problem. Putting the trap in later doesn't ruin it. V'day lo pasul kol zman shlo gar ratayim mitam shkaz v'ramban, d'vin shiya kamo shenitan misin, I believe it's seves davarache. The only reason it's pasul while the nekudos are there is because now you've added something to, or while the trup is there, is that now you've added something to the Sefer Torah, and you're not allowed to add things to the Sefer Torah. Avlam garar chozo l'achshera. But if you take it away, then it goes back to being kosher. So that would be totally fine. What would be the case of a guy, the sofer originally wrote the trup with the words? And then you erase the trap. Is that the same as erasing the sofer writing in the Nekudos, then erasing the Nekudos? So by the Nekudos, there's a Mikra Mesoros issue. By the trap, we only have one tradition for the trap. Not so Pashut. There are a couple of places where we have two traditions for the trap. Tam Elyon, Tam Tachto. Mesoros Adibros. So if he only wrote one in, he's showing that he only wants that trap to matter, those words to be read with that trap. Yeah.
Doesn't seem like anybody has the idea of, like, maybe a little radical, but like taking a separate parchment, right, and the trap putting it under the kudos and putting it under over the letter, not actually physically.
This idea has been thought of. I'm not sure. It wouldn't make the Sefer Torah possible. Questions are Yotze the Kriya.
Are you allowed to put something on top of the...
Right, to take like a clear plastic that has just the trup written on it that fits perfectly over the Sefer Torah, and that way you'll be able to read. So it probably relates to reading directly out of the Torah. You're not allowed to read through something, you should read directly. That's a big question. So it's a question the post can discuss. And what they essentially say, it relates to the sugya of Masechet Rosh Hashanah. Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that if you see the moon in a reflection, you can't be made on the moon when you see it in a reflection. So Poskim discuss what's the inyan. Is the inyan that you see it in the water so you didn't actually look at the moon? Or is the inyan that even if you see it through a window, it's no good because there's something being mafsik between... There were people, briskers or whatever, that are makbid that they take off the glasses when they read from the Torah. They shouldn't see it through anything. So the Rabbeinu Chanan writes in that Gemara that what's pshat that you can't be made on the new moon? You saw it in the reflection, so didn't you see an accurate reflection of it? You know that it was there. So Rabbeinu Chanan says no. If you see the new moon in reflection, and you wanted to be made, what would be the at that moment you see the reflection? What would be your next thing you do? You look up. Where is it? So Rabbi Chanan says, no, what's going on in that Gemara is you saw it in the water, and then you look up, and it's not there. So you're not sure if your eyes played tricks on you, or like if you actually saw it, meaning you don't have that biru, you don't have that clarity of actually knowing that it was there. That's an interesting shot in that Gemara. Now it would have big nafkaminas for like seeing things that you do know are there, like through a webcam or something, where you're only seeing a reflection. You're not seeing it, you're just seeing a reflection of it, but you know for sure it's there. So can you be meyid on something that you see through a webcam, for example? Can you say Eidus? Something like that. Okay, that was... What?
Ayin
Sham and the Taman Halacha. Yeah, we discussed that.
So the plastic would be
no good. So plastic, that would be the issue with the plastic. You know, that you're seeing through something. It's not a reflection, so it's better than a reflection. And most of us can assume that as long as you're seeing it, even if it's through something clear, that is called seeing. In general, whenever you change the way things are done in a basic Knesset, it's very, very iffy.
I feel like
even something is mutter, like Ramesha has a number of things. Ramesha about a microphone, being yotzer with a microphone. Ramesha writes... Same time in Alach Sher mentions. Ramesha writes, yeah, you could be Yotze Kriya Samagila through a microphone, but we would never do that because you can't change the way things are done in shul. Very, very sensitive to changing minhagim in the shul.
I feel like, but if the Gedolei Poskim came together nowadays and said, maybe this is mutter. Yeah, I don't know, but I'm saying that's what they would. And
yeah, maybe.
Maybe that's true.
Maybe. You know, there was the bigger shaila was the silk screen Sefer Torah.
What?
Silk screen Sefer Torah. That Rabbi Abadi had an info where he said that if they could make perfect computer printout of all the osios of the Torah, like a stencil of all the osios of the Torah, lay it out over parchment, and just put ink on top of it, you know, so the Sefer Torah writes itself. So it's not printing. You're putting ink on parchment. But you don't have to have any skill, and then you just pick up the stencil, and you have a perfect Sefer Torah written. So Sefer Torah could be a lot cheaper. Instead of 40, 50 grand for a Sefer Torah, it'll be like, I don't know, $1,000. Major Shaila. So most of the Poskim says, you can't do that. You know, it's a big discussion in Poskim. Well, okay, but you know, it'll increase the parnasa of all the people who are paying for Sefer Torah, and increase if it was kosher, then everyone would have the opportunity. The mitzvah ksiva Sefer Torah we were talking about yesterday. The Shach Zayin discusses why don't we do the mitzvah anymore in the Milchus Chinuch. So problem solved, right? Someone told me that they asked Rav Simon that a guy's father had purchased such a Sefer Torah. Happened to be a wealthy family, but they purchased such a Sefer Torah. And they were learning from it in the shul, and the guy wanted to know what to do with it. His family had other Sefer Torah also that they owned, and I don't know if it was Rabbi Simon. Someone told him to swap it out. Don't tell your father, just swap it out for another Sefer Torah, for a real kosher Sefer Torah. Just put the mantle on that one and that one. Make sure you keep track of where the other one went. All right, but anyway, that was just something I wanted to go back on Yeshem Lemikra, Yeshem Lemesoras. But what I really wanted to talk about today was the issue of Omer Mutter. The Gemara in the top of Zainim Beis, the Gemara quotes a Brisa that we know this whole parak is about if you kill someone b'shogeg, you chayav galus. So the Gemara quotes a Brisa, Tanur Rabbanan b'shkaga prat l'mezid. Yeah, if you kill someone b'shogeg, you go to galus. Not if you kill someone b'mezid. If you kill someone b'mezid, you don't go to galus. Bivli das prat l'miskavin. So frankly, Gemara mezid pshita bar katalu. Of course, you don't go to galus if you kill someone mezid. You're bar katalu for chayv misa if you kill someone b'mezid. Fractosos, really? Not always. What if you didn't get Asra? You're not going to get killed. Maybe then you'd go to galus. Tosos asks. So Tosos says hanami nafkalam niblidas dikum niblidas. Say he gives a couple of answers. Whatever. So frankly, Gemara, I understand. Of course, you're not going to go to galus if you didn't b'mezid. So Amar Rava Ema prat omer mutter. That's not coming to be made b'mezid. It's coming to be made omer mutter. No, what does that mean? What does omer mutter mean?
He thinks it's mutter.
He thinks it's mutter. Can you imagine? The guy thinks it's mutter to kill. I didn't know that there was a problem of killing somebody. So such a person, you say he killed on purpose, but such a person is not going to go to galus. Amla Abayi omer mutter onusu. Abayi says omer mutter. It's just an onus. Not his fault. He thought it was mutter. Why are you going to blame him? It's complete honest. Amrle shani omer omer mutter karv lemezid. He says no, that's not an onus. That's a karv lemezid. Person's omer mutter, that's karv lemezid. Why is it karv lemezid? Rashi explains in daf tes. Why is it karv lemezid? Why is omer mutter karv lemezid? He thought it was mutter. What do you want from the poor guy?
The basic like level of assumption that you have to know that it's not like acceptable behavior.
Hayulo lilmud. Certain things you expect. You don't have to know everything. You don't have to know every sivkat and shach, you know, necessarily. But certain basics, you know, you're supposed to know. So there are two ways you can understand that. You can understand that he should have known. Yeah, let's take a look at how Rashi says it. No, doesn't Rashi say it on Tesam and Aleph somewhere? Rashi says Shahayala Lilmud, that he should have learned. So there are two ways to understand Shahayala Lilmud. You could say that it's such a basic tenet of our religion that as a Jew you have to know certain things. Like you should know what the Ten Commandments are, so you should know that there's a Los Yirtzah. Or you could have said what I think you were saying, right? You were saying a little different, no?
I was saying that
way. Are you saying that way? You could say Shailo Limo, there are certain things that intuitively you should realize religion must speak about. That there are certain things that are just basic ethics that any human being would know. Like the Gemara says Nerevin, that had we not had a Torah, we'd be able to learn sneers from the cat and this from that animal and this one. Like there are certain just basic ethics that a human being should have been able to. You know, there is an ethic independent of Torah, in the not totally independent, but an ethic that without the Torah we would have been able to derive certain basic human ethic. So for a guy to say Omer Mutter, at no point in his life did he think that maybe killing is a problem. So it sounds like Rashi is saying the first way, that Shoyilo Lilmud. Nafkamina would be, what if it was Shabbos? Omer Mutter about Shabbos. So it's a basic tenet of Judaism. So would you say that's Karv Lemezid? Because he should have known that there's something called Shabbos. How does he not know that there's something called Shabbos? But if it's about a basic ethic, well, it's not a basic ethic. We wouldn't, none of us would have figured out Shabbos. There's no animal to figure out Shabbos from if you don't have a Torah. So it sounds Rashi saying that it's a din in learning about the religion. That as a religious person, as a Jew, you have to know that our religion speaks about certain things. But even the way Rashi translates Omer Mutter over here is that a guy thought that it's mutter laruges Yisrael, and that's considered mazid because he thought he's allowed to kill a Jew. The Ramban disagrees over here. The Ramban and the Ritva quote Yesh Mefarshim that Omer Mutter means that he thought it was a behemah, and it turns out that it's Adam. That he thought it was a behemah, it turns out it was a human being. That's Omer Mutter, meaning I didn't think I was killing a person. Obviously, I know that killing a person is a problem. I thought the act that I was doing was mutter because I thought I was doing a different act. I thought I was killing a behemoth. I didn't think I was killing a person. It turns out it was just a hairy guy that was walking on all fours for some reason or whatever. It was a mascot. Never saw a mascot. A guy comes from a different country and he goes to a college football game. He says, oh my God, there's a wild whatever running around in that field, and he shoots it. So he had no idea that it was a person. He thought it was just crazy animal that's dancing. So he shot it. So So that's what the Ramban says. Well, why would you say like the Ramban, not like Rashi? Rashi's so difficult, no? A guy mamish thought it was mutter and murder? Come on! Who thinks it's mutter and murder? And why would you say like the Ramban, Dafka? Meaning, what would be the reason to say one way or the other? So the Sugya of Omer Mutter is fleshed out a little bit more on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. And on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Amar Rava Bomer Mutter, Amar Abaye, Omer Mutter Onasu. Abaye again says, no, Omer Mutter is Ones, because Nebuch, the guy, didn't know. Amar Shani Omer, Omer Mutter Karv L'Mezid Hu. Rava says, no, no, it's not Ones, it's Karv L'Mezid. Omer Mutter is Karv L'Mezid. Says the Gemara, Va'azdu L'Tamayi, Abaye and Rava L'Shitasa, Di Itmar, Kasavar Behema. If you thought that something was a Behema of Nimsa Adam, and it turns out that it was Adam. Kanani v'nim to Gertoshav. You thought that what you're killing was a Kanani, it was really a Gertoshav. Rava, Amar Chayiv, Amar Mutter, Karv L'Mezid. Rava says, you're Chayiv, because Amar Mutter is Karv L'Mezid. Rav Chis, Amar Mutter, Amar Mutter, Onesu. Rav Chis says, you're Pater, because Amar Mutter is Ones. So when the Gemara had to come up with the case of Amar Mutter, what did the Gemara say? Kasav Behema v'nimsa Adam. So why would Rashi say that Omer Mutter is, I thought it was Mutter to kill a person? The Gemara itself says, Vazel Tamayu, Omer Mutter is when you thought it was Behema. I mean, Ramban is an explicit Gemara. It's not just Rashi against Ramban. It's an explicit Gemara. So how could Rashi say that Omer Mutter is, oh, I thought it's murder to kill people. It's Mutter to kill people. So the truth is, what seems to tip Rashi off to the idea that Kasavar Behema V'nimtza Adam is not Omer Mutter are two key words in this Gemara on Daf Tes. What are the two key words? Va'azdu l'ta'amayu. Va'azdu l'ta'amayu, what do those words mean? This same machlokas Arbayi has with Rava over here is lishi tasam in a different machlokas. The same machlokas you have whether Omer Mutter is Ones or Omer Mutter is Mezid, they're following their own shitos in what they hold about Kasavar Behem of Nimsa Adam. A different machlokas, Kasavar Behem of Nimsa Adam. Meaning to say, Kasavar Behem of Nimsa Adam is not the same machlokas, it's a different machlokas. And that's why Zok Rashi, Kasavar Behem, Hareze Ki Omer Mutter. Kasavar Behem is like Omer Mutter. What makes it like Omer? It's not Omer Mutter, but it's like Omer Mutter. What makes it like Omer Mutter? If you're at a game and there's a animal dancing around and he's doing human gyrations, but it looks like an animal, probably before you shoot, you should ask the guy sitting next to you, what's the deal with that animal dancing on 2 feet? And hopefully they'll tell you, oh no, that's not an animal, it's a person. Just like, before you shoot somebody, you should probably ask, does the Torah have anything to say about shooting people? Let me open up a chumash and see if it says anything. Meaning it's the same Hayla Lilmod, it's just that Omer Mutter in Rashi's view is Hayla Lilmod from Torah. Kasavar Behema V'nimtza Adam is Hayla Lilmod from common sense. Hayla Lilmod from research. But not Torah research, Metzius research. What is it? What am I looking at over here? That's the difference in the two cases. Now, the way the Ramban obviously read this Gemara is Azul Tamayu means that they're going Lishitasam from a different place where they had the same machlokas. Meaning in a different base medrash, a different Masorah that we have, where the same machlokas occurred. So it's an unusual Azul L'Tamayu. It's not an Azul L'Tamayu where we have a different machlokas, it's the same machlokas, it just came from a different base medrash. So that's the fundamental machlokas, Rashi and Ramban. But one thing I just wanted to point out, we're not going to have much time to get into Omer Mutter. So fascinating tshuva from Moshe. Did you have the Maram Komos this morning? Did you see? Yeah, anyone have the list? What do I say there? Where's the Ramesha? Ramesha in... Which one should we do? They're both really good. let's take Or Chaim Chelek Gimel, Simen Ches. Or Chaim Chelek Gimel, Simen Ches. Ramesh was asked the following. Ubedvar imutar b'makom sha'asul ha'afsik lefarish b'peh b'la'az kavanas ubir atfila asher al yidei zeh yichavin yoser libo l'shamayim. That's what you asked about. Can you add English words into your Shemoneh Esrei? Davening Shemoneh Esrei will help you a lot if you could translate the Shemoneh Esrei. So you want to read out of both sides of the art scroll, or you get the interlinear, and you want to read the English words as you're reading the Hebrew words. Is that okay? Lo mi baya beemtza brachos alafilu bein aprakim afilu pesukin dezimru who hefsik. Says Ramesh, it's absolutely not okay. Not only in the middle of brachos is it not okay, it's not even okay between the brachos. And he says, we have to daven with the nusach the chazal were koveya for us. And once you add something else into your tefillah, you're davening with a different nusach than what chazal were koveya for you. You're being makalkal the whole tefillah. And he says, this is not like adding a niggin into the tefillah. Because a niggin, everyone knows, is not words. Even if you say, hamdiram, or whatever, and you're actually making syllables, but everyone knows that there's no mashmas, it's not words. It's a niggin. That would be okay. But something that's supposed to have meaning, you're changing the tefillah. So will you have to be chozer l'rosh? You did it. Do you have to go back and say the tefillah again? Says Ramesh, yes. Fract Ramesh, but wait a second, some are mutter. If a guy is Omer Mutter, where does Omer Mutter come up? Omer Mutter comes up in the following context. If a guy thought that something was Mutter, we're not going to penalize him for his wrongdoing. Omer Mutter is not only a concept in terms of figuring out is it shogeg, is it honest. Omer Mutter is a concept that when we give a penalty to somebody, we sometimes penalize a person because he did something wrong. And we want to punish him for doing something wrong. But if a guy thought he was doing a mitzvah, why would you penalize him? Why would you make a knas? So Ramesh says, even if he thought he was doing a mitzvah, you would make him go back. Because it's not a penalty, it's just that he didn't daven. We're not penalizing him, he just didn't daven. It's not a tefillah. So Meili, he's going to have to go back, and he's going to have to say the whole tefillah again. He says, it's af ba'omer mutter lasel sladas atzma. Because harei lo neskavin letefillah, shetikun chazal, shein letefillah. You aren't mechavin for a tefillah. Then he points out, but this seems to be against the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham writes that a lot of people speak in the brachas of Kriya Shema, in between the brachas of Kriya Shema. And people think that it's takamutter. And since people think it's takamutter, you don't have to go back. Because they think they're doing what Chazal were mesake. Says, yeah, that's because a lot of people do it. So if a lot of people do it, they think they're doing what Chazal were mesake. But if not a lot of people do it, then you don't think you're doing chazal or misakin, you just think you're doing your own thing. You just think it's meaningful, and you think it's mutter, but you think you're doing your own thing, then you're not even davening at all. And he ends off, you saw a certain Rebbe do this? Usually when he says tzaddik echad, it means a Rebbe. You saw a Hasidish Rebbe do this? That he would add in Yiddish words in the middle of his Shemoneh Esrei? Ein la shkiach al zeh. Don't pay any attention to that. Ve'ein onu achra mal masav. We can't be achrai for everything every Hasidish Rebbe does. Ve'atat zarech lasos kedin. What you have to do is what the halacha says. And the halacha says you can't do this. And that your tefillah is not even a tefillah if you do it. Fascinating Ramesha, just somewhat related to Omer Mutter. The other Ramesha is also fascinating, but I got to get to a Rebbe's meeting. I apologize for the short shiur today. I think we'll do a new sugya next time. Maybe call Chocha. Let's see.